case number 11,221, Greg and Jamie Warner, east of Road 273A, Bald Eagle Road, and being 550 feet north of First Street, being lot 21 and 22 within Bay Vista Development. Tax map ID, District 334, map 19.16, parcel 6. A variance from the rear yard and side yard setback requirements.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
It's Greg and Jamie Warner. It's 37441 First Street. It's Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, we do.
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
We have a home in Bay Vista, and what we want to do is we've got a little area in the back we want to put a screen porch on. Just to afford a little relief from the mosquitoes and whatever. I have some pictures of the backyard, just so you can see. We have a very small lot. It works out to about 50 feet by about 106 feet. Right now there's a pergola. The pergola extends about 6 feet out from the house. We want to extend the screen porch and add another 2 feet to it, so we'd have an 8 foot screen porch in the back. We feel that would be that's the biggest we can do with the pitch of the roof that we can put on the house, and we thought that would probably be a nice size to afford some relief from the elements. If you look, our neighbors have there's fences on both sides, so it shouldn't affect their properties at all. And we are just adding 2 feet to the structure. One other thing we found when we came to put our application in for the variance is there is a shed in the corner of our property, and I guess that was never approved, so we want to ask for approval on that also. We purchased the house in 2010, right, and the shed was there. And if you look at the survey, our neighbors have a shed in the exact same corner, so it should not affect the neighbor's property.
You come in about as far as the steps are now.
I'm sorry.
You come in about as far as the steps are now.
Yes. Yeah. And then they're going to put two steps in the front.
Add two more steps to it.
Right.
That's about 2 foot. Or
right. So the pergola is 6 feet. We're going to add another 2 feet to it. So it goes out to where the steps are currently, and then they're going to put a 2 foot
that,
steps.
And close that
there.
In.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a little thing right there? Mm-hmm. Whoops. Is that 50 by 106? That's what it looks like to there. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Again.
Already asked them.
Okay.
Answer.
Mr. Rickards?
No, I don't have any questions.
Yeah, no questions. And Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No questions.
And I, Mr. Calloway, I have no further questions. So hearing none, so are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Hearing none, I will entertain a motion. Again, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to first we take case number 11,221 under advisement.
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we take case number 11,221 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Calloway. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,221 is taken under advisement. Now what that means, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.